Containing wildfires. Wasn't that wildfire in California terrible?
Yes, it really caused a lot of damage, didn't it?
Yes, it would have been worse if not for that great skill of the firefighters.
Right. They did a great job of keeping it from reaching people's homes. Last year, another wildfire across state killed half a dozen people.
I wouldn't want to live so close to a forest. It seems too risky.
Me neither. A fire isn't so bad if you understand the rules of fires.
Can a natural fire really have rules?
Yes, indeed. To control wildfires, you rely on creating fire lines. Firefighters predict which way the fire is moving. They can tell this based on wind direction. Then they clear a line in the forest ahead of the fire.
How do they make this line?
Well, teams of workers chop down the trees and clear the area.
How ironic that they cut down the trees. I thought they were trying to save the forest.
They are saving the forest. When they remove the trees in that line, they are taking away the fuel that the fire needs. When the fire reaches the line, it can't grow anymore, and it burns out by itself.
Oh, I see. By cutting down a small number of trees, they are saving many, many more.
Right.
That's really sophisticated.
Yeah. Even before a fire starts, the Forest Service regularly conducts a controlled burn.
What's a controlled burn?
Well, over time, a forest naturally becomes crowded with small plants and shrubs. This is called undergrowth.
Undergrowth? Ha! My garden is full of it. I could be living right next to a bonfire.
Right. Undergrowth creates a lot of flammable tinder that fuels fires. This makes them spread rapidly and become hot enough to burn everything around them. Just a cigarette end can ignite them, and they quickly spiral out of control.
I see.
Yeah, the temperatures generated by the fires are immense. The Forest Service will purposefully burn this undergrowth with small controlled fires. That reduces the strength of wildfires when they happen.
And that saves the larger trees. How smart!
Absolutely. It's a lesson learned from our Native American people.